Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, October 21st. The first Tesla vehicles are starting to go into the tunnels of the new Boring Company Loop in Las Vegas for testing. A Boring Company Loop system consists of tunnels in which autonomous electric vehicles travel at high speeds between stations to transport people within a city. The first system is being deployed at the Las Vegas Convention Center, which is paying $50 million for the system. Today, the first Tesla vehicles were spotted entering the Boring Company tunnels, presumably for testing. The vehicles will apparently travel at their top speed of 155 miles per hour inside the tunnels, and this will cut the travel time between the halls at the convention center, which is currently 15 minutes of walking. I'll cut it down to just 1 minute. LG Chem, who has recently been supplying Tesla with cylindrical battery cells, has announced that it is preparing to triple cylindrical cell production. The Korean manufacturing company also announced that it is working on a new form factor of cylindrical cell with higher energy density. Interestingly, they touted numbers that are exactly the same improvements Tesla announced for its upcoming 4680 battery cell that was revealed at Battery Day last month. The news comes after we heard rumors that Tesla is looking to acquire a stake in LG Chem's battery business, which might spur off of the broader LG Chem. Elon Musk confirmed that Tesla is starting the rollout of its full self-driving beta update, which the CEO says will be extremely slow and cautious. The update is apparently only going to a small number of Tesla owners who are expert and careful drivers in the company's early access program. It's still unclear what full self-driving beta entails exactly in terms of features, but it's expected to expand on Tesla's existing traffic light and stop sign control feature to add turns in intersections. By combining this feature with Tesla's Navigate on autopilot, Tesla vehicles would technically be able to navigate both city streets and highways without driver input. A prototype Tesla vehicle in camouflage, which is actually rare for Tesla, has been spotted at the automaker's Los Angeles design studio. The camouflage on the prototype is so heavy that people, ourselves included at Electrek, can't come to a consensus on what the model is exactly. In Electrek's take, it seems that we're most likely looking at a Model Y with European specs. This episode of Quick Charge Podcast is brought to you by Electrify America, the nation's largest coast-to-coast charging station network for electric vehicles. No matter where you're heading, they have chargers nearby. And at charging speeds up to 350 kilowatts for capable electric vehicles, they'll help you get there fast. Find out what they're up to at electrifyamerica.com. That's electrifyamerica.com. Electrify America. Hello, freedom. Volvo has now confirmed the price of its XC40 Recharge, the electric version of Volvo's best-selling small SUV. For what starts at an MSRP of $53,990 before destination fees, the vehicle includes the following features: a dual-motor 300-kilowatt powertrain, an 11-kilowatt onboard charger, and 150-kilowatt DC fast charging capability, 0 to 60 mile per hour in 4.7 seconds, and a 78-kilowatt-hour battery pack for a range of what Volvo says is over 250 miles. This is likely based on the WLTP system. General Motors has fully unveiled the GMC Hummer EV, and we got to see the full super truck with a super price tag. The vehicle starts at $79,995, but not without features to back it up. GM is promising an EPA range of more than 350 miles and a charge rate of 350 kilowatts with their 800-volt system. The promised 1,000 horsepower and 11,500 pound-feet of torque is coming from a three-motor e-four-wheel drive propulsion system that enables torque vectoring. As for the design, it is reminiscent of the old Hummer design, but it has been modernized. The electric pickup truck features a large front trunk, or frunk, for extra storage space under the hood. The cargo bed is on the shorter side, but it is quite wide, with a functional and retractable step system on the tailgate. The interior of the Hummer EV features some rugged straight lines and a fairly minimalist user interface built around two large screens. The Hummer EV is also packed with features and different driving modes for maximum off-road capability, such as segment-exclusive four-wheel steering featuring a crab walk mode, adaptive air suspension with available segment-leading extract mode capability, a 35-inch OD Goodyear Wrangler Territory MT tires, underbody armor, and what GM is calling UltraVision, which is a system of cameras front, rear, and underbody, and finally off-road widgets that display vehicle functions and terrain status through the infotainment system on the driver's screens. General Motors says that it has sold out, or more appropriately reserved out, of the Edition 1 or the first year of production for the Hummer EV, and that occurred in only 1 hour. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Poland's largest utility, PGE, which is majority state-owned, wants to get rid of its coal assets, which make up more than 80% of its electricity generation. It also wants to reach net zero by the year 2050. Its plans are dependent on the Polish government agreeing to manage the firm's coal assets and the European Commission approving state aid. The European Union's environment ministers will be meeting on Friday to discuss the revamp of the emissions trading system. The ministers will then agree to make the European Union's pledge to be net zero by 2050 legally binding. They would then start negotiating with European Parliament, which must approve it. A survey conducted from the New York Times and Siena College on Tuesday found that 66% of voters polled said that they support Joe Biden's $2 trillion climate plan. Biden's plan includes the reaching net zero by 2050 and the electric sector reaching net zero by the year 2035. President Donald Trump has not released a formal climate plan, so the poll couldn't cover his position. It looks like the latest holder of the world's largest solar farm title is going to be in Newcastle Waters in Australia's Northern Territory. The solar farm in the outback will be capable of producing 10 gigawatts and will be so big that it will be able to be seen from space. The Newcastle Waters Solar Farm, which sits on a 10,000 square kilometer cattle station between Alice Springs and Darwin, will cost $20 billion. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Harley-Davidson is recalling some of their LiveWire electric motorcycles. The recall, which was just announced yesterday, includes all 2020 Harley-Davidson LiveWire electric motorcycles produced between September 23, 2019 and March 16, 2020. Harley-Davidson estimates that 1% of these bikes suffer from power interruption issues originating from the onboard charging system. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.